Hello, and welcome to Maths Mastery, your go-to revision podcast for GCSE mathematics. I'm your tutor today, and in this episode, we're diving deep into one of the most frequently tested topics on the paper, fractions, decimals, and percentages, or FDP for short. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, or OCR, I promise you this topic will come up, and by the end of this episode, you'll have everything you need to nail those marks. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. Fractions, decimals, and percentages are simply three different ways of writing the same value. Think of them like three different languages all saying the same thing. 3/4, 0.75, and 75%, they're identical in value. The skill the examiners are testing is your ability to move fluently between these three forms and to know which form is most useful in a given situation. So, how do we convert? Let's start with fractions to decimals. The rule is beautifully simple. Divide the numerator, that's the top number, by the denominator, the bottom number. So 3 divided by 4 gives you 0.75. Easy. Now here's a mistake. I see candidates make all the time. They flip it. They write 1/4 as 0.41. Don't do that. Numerator divided by denominator, top divided by bottom, always. Now decimals to percentages. Multiply by 100. That's it. 0.75 multiplied by 100 equals 75%. The decimal point moves two places to the right. So 0.05 becomes 5%, not 50%. That decimal point placement is where so many marks are dropped. 5% is 0.05, not 0.5. 0.05. Say it, write it, remember it, and percentages back to decimals, divide by 100, move the decimal point two places to the left, 75% becomes 0.75. Now fractions to percentages, convert to a decimal first, then multiply by 100. Or if the denominator is a factor of 100, you can scale up directly. For example, 3/20, 20 goes into 105 times, so multiply top and bottom by 5 to get 15 over 100, which is 15%. Lovely. Right, let's talk about ordering. Exam questions often give you a mixture, maybe a fraction, a decimal, and a percentage, and ask you to put them in order of size. The golden rule here is convert everything to the same form before you compare. Decimals are usually the easiest to compare. So I recommend converting everything to decimals. For example, suppose you're asked to order 3/5, 0.58, and 62%. Convert them all to decimals. 3/5 is 0.6, 0.58 stays as 0.58, and 62% becomes 0.62. Now compare 0.58 is smallest, then 0.6, then 0.62. So the order is 0.58, 3/5, 62%. The mark scheme will award a method mark for showing you converted to a common form, even if you make an arithmetic slip. So always write that conversion step down, never skip it, even if you think you can do it in your head. Now we get to the really juicy stuff. Percentage calculations, this is where the most marks are available, and also where the most marks are lost. Let's start with finding a percentage of an amount. The most reliable method is to convert the percentage to a decimal multiplier and multiply. 30% of 240 pounds. 30% is a decimal is 0.3. 0.3 multiplied by 240 equals 72 pounds. Clean, efficient, and examiners love it. Now, percentage increase and decrease. This is where the multiplier method really shines, and it's the method I want you to use every single time. Here's how it works. For a percentage increase, add the percentage to 100%, then divide by 100 to get your multiplier. So a 20% increase gives you 100 plus 20 equals 120% divided by 100 equals a multiplier of 1.2. Multiply the original amount by 1.2. Done. For a percentage decrease, subtract the percentage from 100%. A 15% decrease gives you 100 minus 15 equals 85% divided by 100 equals 0.85. Multiply the original by 0.85. Why is this better than the alternative method? Because the alternative, finding the percentage separately and then adding or subtracting, takes twice as long and doubles your chances of making an error. The multiplier method does it in one step. Examiners specifically look for the multiplier method and will award marks for it. Here's the classic mistake to avoid. A student is asked to increase 80 pounds by 20%. They correctly find 20% of 80, which is 16 pounds, but then they forget to add it back to the original 80. They write 16 pounds as their answer instead of 96 pounds. That's a mark lost right at the final step. Always add the original back, or better yet, use the multiplier and you'll never forget. GCSE examiners love to set percentage problems in real-world contexts, sale prices, VAT, pay rises, bank interest, population changes. The maths is the same, but you need to read the question carefully to identify what the original amount is and what the percentage change is. For multi-step problems, use the multiplier method at each stage and show every step separately. If a price is reduced by 30% and then increased by 10%, do not combine these into a single 20% reduction. That's wrong. Apply each multiplier in sequence. First, multiply by 0.7, then multiply that result by 1.1. Right, let's talk exam technique. You've got about 1 minute per mark in a GCSE maths paper, so a four-mark question should take you around 4 to 5 minutes. Don't rush, but don't dwell either. The most important tip I can give you, always write down your conversion step, even if you can do it mentally. Examiners award method marks for showing the process. If you write 0.3 times 240 equals 72, you've secured the method mark and the answer mark. If you just write 72, you only get one mark. And if you made an arithmetic error, you'd get zero. Common mistake number one, misplacing the decimal point. 5% is 0.05, not 0.5. 30% is 0.3, not 3. Double check every time you convert a percentage to a decimal. Common mistake number two, forgetting to add the original amount back after finding a percentage increase. Use the multiplier method and this problem disappears entirely. Common mistake number three, inverting the fraction when converting to a decimal. 1/4 is 0.25, not 0.41. Divide the top by the bottom. Common mistake number four, trying to order fractions, decimals, and percentages without converting to a common form first. Always convert, always. Okay, time for a quick fire quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question one, convert 3/8 to a decimal. Think. The answer is 0.375. 3 divided by 8. Question two, what multiplier would you use for a 35% decrease? Think. The answer is 0.65. 100 minus 35 is 65%. Divide by 100. Question three. Order these from smallest to largest. 2/5, 43%, 0.41. Think. Convert all to decimals. 2/5 is 0.4, 43% is 0.43, 0.41 stays. Order 0.4, 0.41, 0.43. So 2/5, 0.41, 43%. Question four. A jacket costs 120 pounds. It is reduced by 25%. What is the sale price? Think. Multiplier is 0.75. 120 times 0.75 equals 90 pounds. How did you do? If you got all four, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you stumbled on any, go back and review that section. Let's bring it all together. The five things you absolutely must remember for fractions, decimals, and percentages are: first, to convert a fraction to a decimal, divide the numerator by the denominator, top divided by bottom. Second, to convert between decimals and percentages, multiply or divide by 100, move the decimal point 2 places. Third, always convert to the same form before ordering mixed quantities. Fourth, use the multiplier method for percentage, increase, and decrease. It's faster and more reliable. And fifth, always write down your conversion steps to secure method marks. This topic connects to so many others in the specification: ratio and proportion, compound interest, reverse percentage, and even probability. Master FDP, and you're building a foundation for a huge chunk of the paper. That's it for today's episode of Maths Mastery. Thank you so much for listening. Keep practicing, keep converting, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck in your exams, and I'll see you in the next episode.